So happy New Year. Hope y'all had a good break. I did. Good time off. No, I'm ready to get back to it though. The last time we left off, and I remember we talking about reading the Bible like a love letter. Y'all remember that? I hope y'all been doing it on the break too. I think that I told the last class, and I said again this class, that I'm on whatever trail the Apostle on. When he going on the trail, I'm on that joker like full speed. This great thing got me going. I don't know if none of y'all been paying attention, but if you ain't, you need to pay attention. Like immediately got me going. This grace and this showing love and this thing got me. I feel like I'm going in the right direction. And not that we were going wrong, but grace had us, right? But it feels like we were approaching what we were doing from the wrong way. There's a lot of work. I mean, when we talk about studying the Bible, it's a lot of work. I'm not studying the Bible, studying to show yourself approved, y'all know the scriptures. Even the ones we do, this book, the law, it's not part of the Bible, but I meant they day and night. Sounds like a lot of work, don't it? And we go at it from a work and a law, we make it law mentality instead of it being rooted and grounded through and in and from love. Scripture says we only love God because He first loved us, first God. We couldn't even show love, or couldn't even know love, or couldn't even flow in love unless we were loved first. So that means something was done to us first before we were able to do something else. In other words, love was shown to us first before we were able to love God back. Or love anybody else for that nature. Your scripture says, first big commandment, love the Lord your God with everything, right? Right? And the second one is love your neighbor as yourself. But we couldn't have done that until we were given love. Until we were shown love first. And reading the Bible like a love letter, and there's a couple things we're going to the book tonight, but I want to make sure that we're going at it right, and we're going at it from the right direction. Many years of ministry, we learned to study, you know God better than you study word. You study word, you know God better. Study, get closer to God. Study, get closer to God, right? You're doing all these things and you're closer to God, but the fact that you're close to God should be making you do these things. The fact that He even thought enough of me to love me should inspire me to come and know more about who He is. The fact that somebody is willing to give their everything for me is enough for me to say, I need to go and talk to you and see what's going on. And when we approach from the right direction, y'all with me for a second? Read the Bible, the love that it is, out of the love that it is, you know. And I'm going to read a couple of scriptures in a minute. I did the last class, and some things opened up to me. Bible even talks about you can't even grow up until you do it in love. Like you ain't even growing up until you're rooted and founded in love. And the Bible talks about speaking the truth in love. You know, we speak the truth. No, speak the truth. Because if you ain't doing it in love, then that truth can't get done what it's supposed to do. That in love is that in God. You're speaking the truth in God. And so going about it the proper way, for to say that somebody decided to love me, and to say that somebody decided to accept me as I was, as I am, even in my fault. To say that somebody took their prized possession, his only son, only one he had. It wasn't a bunch of them, the only one he had. His only begotten son. And for God so loved, y'all children, for God so loved that he gave. For him to be able to do something like that for me, you know, I'm a pretty cool person. I'm nice, but I ain't that good to where I wouldn't have, you know, if you'd have asked me, if you took me back in the time to make a decision to send Jesus or not, you know, and you'd have asked me, man, you know, I need to. You know, are you worth me sending Jesus for you? I probably would have said, nah, I ain't that serious. You ain't got to die for me. I mean, what if God would have sent one of y'all? I'd be like, nah, I ain't that serious. You ain't got to die for me. I ain't that serious. I'm going to be all right. But him to think enough of me to say, I'm gonna send my prized possession down there for you to show you how to live, and then to show you how to operate in grace, to show you how to live like I want you to live. And then die for you. Get beat for you. Get murdered for brutally murdered for you. And of course rise again. Just for you. Just for us. And you know, we ain't really worth all that. If you get what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? The fact that he would do something like that should be my motivation. Love should always be the motivation. Love should always be the motivation. Everything that you do, love should be the motivation. You should not be motivated by anything else but love. Love should be the bottom line, the basic, the foundation, and the motivator. If love is not the motivator, you'll be wasting your time. And so now, the fact that somebody would do that, I just think about it. It's meditation now. Now, if you work with this meditation, you meditate scripture now. The fact that somebody is willing to do that for me, and the fact that he loved me before I could even love him, the fact that he knew me before, was loving me before I knew what love was, could even spell the four-letter word love, I even knew what it meant. Before I could do that, he just loved me just as I was, even though he knew I was going to be a little raggedy. Come on, y'all. All of us a little raggedy, right? Even though he knew that I was going to make some mistakes, he knew I wasn't going to get up on time to read that scripture all the time, right? He knew I wasn't going to pray as much as I should, right? But he loved me anyway, just for the fact that somebody said they would do that for me and be that for me would drive me to see what kind of person is this. Don't just say somebody calls you tomorrow and told you, you know what, for the rest of your life, every day, for the rest of your life, every day, for the rest of your life, $1,000. All right? $1,000 every day. Every day. What do you got to do for it? Nothing. Every day, for the rest of your life, it's $1,000. It don't matter what you do. You ain't got to call me. You ain't got to hit me up. You ain't got to come to the job and do nothing. I ain't actually do nothing for me. But every day, you say you got a message. You probably get the message you wouldn't believe it at first. Go to. A lot of people, I don't believe. You love me through it all. I don't believe that. I got to do something. Every day, you get a message in your email and say, every day, rest of life, starting tomorrow, $1,000. You put it in your bank account. You ain't got to say nothing to me. First of all, you're not going to believe me. That's number one. Number two, you're not going to believe until it starts happening. And when you start saying, okay, I don't need nothing from you. You ain't got to call me. You ain't got to hit me up. It's just going to be there. It's just still going to be there. I know me. You know you. I'm about to do it one day, too. I'm trying to see what's up. I'm trying. Y'all can just go. I'm trying to see. Are we talking about this American favor right here? Let the Lord know. I'm not trying to hit you up to find out what you're doing, but I'm just trying to see who is this that thought enough for me to be doing this every day. And you don't even know me like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, who is this? How do you know me like that? To say that I'm supposed to get it every day. So for me, just as I'm just using that, that's mundane compared to the love of God, but just using that, to me, that would make me, I gotta inquire. I need to talk to you. Because I think it's going to really be on your mind that thought enough for me to do this without me doing nothing for it. I need to know what was it that triggered you to be this way towards me when I didn't even know you that well. Didn't even know you. And you still were doing that. For me, that makes me approach. That'll make me inquire. That'll make me see. What if you couldn't find their number? You're not going to quit looking. Huh? You're going to dig, huh? Please, well, I'm going to quit for the first 5,000. Right? But eventually, it's going to get to be, it's going to start piling up at about 20 days, huh? About 45 days. I don't even get, come on, there's about 3-4 months going in that thing, right? It's going to pile up and like, hold up, like, I need to find this number and find out who is this and doing this. And so, the act towards me first, I'm making me act towards you back. What is done towards me, it'll make me have to come and see who you are. What is it that you do? That's the other question. Come on, be skeptical. Was this some drug money? What kind of money is this? Is this illegal? What is going on, right? But you're trying to find out about who it is. And the same with the love of God, the fact that He can save you and clean you up and cover you with grace, give you a word, the fact that He loves you enough to do that should be the motivation for you to go. Come, He says, Isaiah 119, you be willing and obedient. You be willing and verse 18, it says, come, let us reason together. It should be enough for us to come. We can't approach reading His word out of law. We must read it in love. Y'all hear that? Test questions. We cannot read His word out of law. We cannot study His word out of law. We must study His word out of love. Now, we got to go for the post now. Because the scripture says, and I'll read it in a minute, because the scripture says, what we know is part of the sin problem. When that which is perfect has come, it's the love chapter too. When that which is perfect has come, we don't see like that no more. We don't see dark no more. And sometimes we may not be getting the revelation that we think we should be getting because we're approaching out of law. We're approaching out of duty. We're approaching because they told us that that's what we're supposed to do. How long y'all been in church? Just tell me how many years you've been in church. How long you been in church? Huh? How long you been in church? You say, oh, God. How long you been in church? This is forever, right? What are they told you? You better go read that word. You better read that word and get your life right, huh? Right? No way to get your life right, but your approach is everything. How you come at it determines what you get. So read the word of love better. That means I read it out of love and not because I'm supposed to, because I get to love. Not because I'm supposed to do all this. I'm supposed to be reading this word. But it's the fact that you got enough for me to put this gift here. We got to think differently about this word of God, this Bible that we got. The Bible, we got to think differently about it. We can't be approaching these as, you know, a good book. And, you know, you got the Bible now, you better read the Bible. No. We've got to approach it differently. And if we approach differently, we get a different result. A lot of us ain't getting everything we want to get out of that word. And we be honest, right? Which is not what we want to talk about. We be honest. We ain't getting everything. We get, how you get that revelation? How you got that revelation? How you got, because you're approaching differently. Not approaching because you're supposed to. That's a privilege. You know some place in the world that they can't read the Bible? You know that, right? We get mechanized. We get all open your Bible up everywhere. Some place they'll run them out. They'll put them in jail. For reading the Bible. For reading about liberality. And so our approach means everything. When we approach in that way, and we approach in our love, we'll see love in that. We'll see the love of God in that. We'll see the love of God. It's all through the scripture. This is a love trail from the beginning to the end. It's a love trail. You'll find the love in all of it. Even in the parts that don't look like love to you, there's love in that. My mother used to whoop my tail and say, I'm doing this because I love you. I didn't see no love in that whooping. I appreciate it now. When I became a man, I put away child's things. I was rooted and grounded in love. Like, I appreciate it now. Now, there's no love in that, but even through the crosses and things that we read through in the Bible, there's love going all the way through that. And you'll be able to see it. When you get a revelation of love, you get a revelation of your ministry. Huh? When you get a revelation of love, you get a revelation of your calling. Now, yeah, I ain't reverend, whatever. Evangelist, whoever, you know. Pastor, whoever, you know how we do it. We got all these titles we're doing. That don't mean nothing if you ain't got no love. You don't know your calling until you got a revelation of Christ. You don't know your calling until you got a revelation of love. Until you've been rooted and grounded in love, you don't even know what ministry is about. Ministers, huh? Where do ministers come from? What word minister come from? What word does minister come from? It comes from another word. Y'all know? You don't think you said it? What, y'all know? Huh? Anybody know? Where it come from? Huh? Minister, but where does that word come from? What word is minister? Administration. Administration. You know administration, right? Right? What does that mean when you administer something? Come on, Reverend. Come on, huh? What does it mean when you administer something? You're passing it out. So that means y'all in the business of passing it out. Huh? Ministry school, huh? That was a training center. We're in ministry school, right? So y'all in the business, you're a minister? Yeah, well, talk to me. I know. Whenever I saw every minister's day, I ain't talking about to call me y'all name all that. Y'all. We went to school. I didn't ask you about the license and all that. You don't know all that stuff. I ain't know all that. We in ministry. We in ministry school, right? So now you in the you picking on the business of passing it out. We're passing the word out. Passing that word out, huh? And like we said, I'm gonna pass this word. I'm gonna preach this word. I'm preaching this word. Well, we preach that word. What? Though? In the word ain't nothing without the love. Now what we gonna pass out the anointing? You probably ain't operating in the anointing if you ain't operating in love. Because if God lets you operate in the anointing without having a firm concept of love, you'll kill somebody. You'll hurt you and somebody else. You'll pass it out to the ones that you think supposed to get it, and not to the ones God thinks supposed to get it. Who we gonna pass out? What we passing out? I mean, what? You're a minister, right? What we passing out? Come on, minister. What are we passing out? What is it that we passing out? What is it I'm called to pass out then? If ministry, if I'm minister, it comes from the word ministry, and it comes from the word administer, it comes from the word administration, and it means I'm supposed to be passing out. What is it am I supposed to be passing out? We pass out a lot of stuff, don't we? We pass out a lot of stuff, don't we? We pass out a cloth, and we pass out, you know, hats. Huh? We pass out a lot of stuff. What is it that we're supposed to be passing out, though? We pass out this love. We don't pass out this love. We ain't passing out nothing. I read Ephesians 4. I start talking about the gifts and some apostles, pastors, evangelists, teachers, working ministers, and everybody in the body, all of this stuff. One body, one law, one faith, baptism. They're talking about the effective work in every part. Right? Compacting and that. Everybody with their joints and eyes and all that. And it says, they're talking about grow up in all things, speaking the truth in love. Speaking the truth in love. Not speaking the just the truth. Although we try to do that sometimes, right? We're speaking to the love, but now it goes back to how we approach. Because if we don't approach that Bible in love, then we'll never get a revelation of love. And how can you pass on something that you don't understand? How can you give something that you don't have? Now, well, you got it. I mean, you got it because the love of God is for all of us. God loves us through it all, don't he? I mean, we've been endowed with love. But it's one thing to have love placed on you and covering you, but it's another thing to be able to cut that love in your hand and administer to another. It's a different ball game. There ain't no accidental love pass out. No, you intentionally cut that love that you've been endowed with and pass it out, but you can't pass on nothing that you ain't got a grip on. We quote scriptures all day long. We quote scriptures up and down the street. Hey, huh? I got some quotes that everybody knows right now. Huh? I got some quotes, but we can quote them all day long. We quote. But I got to speak the truth in love. So I got to have a revelation of love, revelation of Christ. And I got to have a revelation of that. But I can't get that till I approach that word the right way. I can't be doing it to try to reach love. I already got love. And that's why I can see love through that scripture. Do y'all see where you're going? I mean, it's like going through the door, but you're trying to go through the door backwards. I'm trying to walk out the door, but I'm trying to do like this. You're going the wrong way, and you make the problem to get out. I can get out, but I'm bumping my elbow up, and I can get out, and I might get down the hallway a little bit, and I might make some progress, or I might slip down the stairs, too, and bust my head. And I might get up and be able to keep walking, but I walk better when I'm walking in the right direction. I walk better when I'm going at it the way that I'm, from the direction that I should be going at it from. And so, let's go race. You ready? Let's go outside and race. Let's go outside from that yellow line to that yellow line. But you go backwards. I'm going to line up like this, and you line up backwards. Who's going to win? You might be a quick backwards. You might be quick on your toes, but who's going to win? Making them go in the right direction, I'm facing the right way. So, you know, that was a great experience. We make a little progress as a church. We make a little progress. We make some progress, and we make some moves. But as effective, how fast he wants us to go, we're going in the wrong direction. We've been trying to prove something to God and trying to read this word and try to make ourselves spiritual. You can't. You pray in tongues all morning because you're trying to. It don't matter if you ain't got no root in the ground and in love. That's for you. That's what I'm telling you. For you. You ain't doing this for God. We're not, right? How long have we thought we were? How long have we thought that we were? I'm reading word to get closer to God. Well, how much closer do you need to get? How much? The Bible says, love God and serve God, not have God and Holy Ghost, right? No. Thanksgiving for Jesus' day dwells well. On the side of, right? You have overcome them in the presence of the Lord, Pastor, for example, has overcome them in the presence of the greatest he that is well. How much closer do you need to get? He's in love, he's in David's own son, and love me to it all. How much closer? I'm getting closer to God. How much closer do you born again? Are you saying? Are y'all saying? How much closer do you need to get? You closer do you need to be right now? You know how conscious of it? That's what we think about it? Because you thought you were reading that word to get closer to God, but how much closer can you get when you're already on the inside? So now it's a product. I'm thinking my religion out there, but now you're telling me I'm not reading this word to get close to God, but I've been learning the power of my life that I read this word and I pray to get close to God, but I'm already close to God. So what am I doing now when I pray and when I read? It's not my religion now. What is the point? What's the point of me reading this now? Growth. Understanding, faith comes by. Right believing makes right living. If you don't believe right, you won't live right. But I can't believe something that I have not been taught. So the Word of God teaches me how to believe the principles of God, which makes me live the principles of God. But it's not making me closer to God. Do y'all get that? Do y'all get the flow? How long? Come on, thank you. Right? How many of y'all? We thought we was really getting closer to God, huh? Thank you, come on. We thought we was praying in tongues to be closer to the Lord, didn't we? No, all you're doing is when you pray in tongues, you're asking the mind of God. So when you're praying in the Spirit, it's just taking off your regular mind and putting you on the line where the mind of Christ is. But you're not getting closer because you're already close. It's a bad thing to be close to God already and don't be getting the benefits from it. It's kind of tough to be already close to God. Already in His good graces. Already in the place that He wants to be. He'll do anything for you at that moment, but don't have access to it. You approach that word properly. We approach that word properly, huh? We approach that word properly, and we'll realize where we're at. We'll realize what we really saying. Can't read the scriptures. Reading all the scriptures to be spiritually intelligent. Huh? I can tell you my scriptures. We can quote these scriptures with you. You can know all the whole Bible by heart. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, that ain't nothing. It's enough. And I can know, it's going to say the same thing for it says, and know I have a gift of prophecy. Oh, shoot. The gift, huh? Though I have the gift of prophecy. And I know, First Corinthians 13. We'll look at it together. Verse 13 says, though I had a gift of prophecy. And I'm going to say, how many mysteries? How many of them? A half of them, huh? Understand all mysteries. And all knowledge, too. And I have all faith so I can do what? Remove them all. Ain't that the thing he's trying to get to? Y'all know Mark 11, right? Y'all know the one we're speaking about in the move, right? Y'all know that's the one we're trying to get to. Y'all know that. They know we try to build our faith up. I'm on a great faith so I can get to the mountain. And you ain't never seen a mountain before in your life. He could have mountain. We're going to move. And have not love. What is it? How much are you? God, oh, that hurts. That hurts. Ooh, that hits. Because you know, all right. That's you know if you knew all misses. You know you knew all mystery, and you had all the knowledge, and you just spoke to a couple mountains and they moved, right? You know you believe you somebody, and you got all the faith. But what you got all the faith for anyway? Because you ain't got no love. Because you ain't going to give it no love. Forgot the love, makes you give. So but what's the point of having all that if you're not going to give it? Who that's for? I mean, how many mountains do you need to move? What if God gave you that to move somebody else's mountain? We were thinking about speaking to ours, huh? God, move this mountain in front of me. What if God gave you that to do it for another? What if that's what it's for? Well, you wouldn't know unless you got love. Because love will tell you what direction to go with it. What you need to, you know, preach it. We stick with the tongues of men of angels, boy. Some of us preach a good sermon, boy. We get a good word and say some good deep Greek words and say some scriptures, boy. And some of us we sing right before we preach. Do our own work to say right before we preach. Like, y'all know the thing of preachers, right? I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Preach and do the worship. Oh, no, we're listening. Get everybody in the worship. Then you go preach a good word and all that. Y'all know we just stick with the tongues of men and of angels, right? You have not love. You ain't got nothing. You got a little residue. No, you ain't got nothing. You ain't got no love. That's it. I bestow all my goods to feed the poor. Pat yourself on the back for that. Well, I give my body to be burned. I don't even know why anybody would do that anyway. And have not love, it profiteth me. Mother, come on, ministers. Now we don't get a revelation of love. Now I don't realize what I'm saying. We need to approach this word from an aspect of love. We're gonna approach it as loving God, not trying to get closer to God, but loving God because He first, right? Like get it. This book was here when you got here. Huh? This Bible was here when you got here. You didn't bring this in here, did you? You got here and then you brought the word. I know. Hey, how you going to bring the word? I'm going to bring the word today. No. No. This book was here when you got here. You found this book here. You found this book and this book changed your life. Some of y'all say you found Jesus in this book. Somebody quoted you that scripture, you confess your mouth, and you believe in your heart, and God will give you a day, you're going to be saved. Somebody quoted you that scripture one day and told you you can be born again and be connected with God. The book was here already when you got here. So He loved you before you got here. So I'm going to pick this book up to go to Him, and we found this book here. I'm trying to get through your head. Y'all hear what I'm talking? I'm just trying to get through your mind so that we can have an approach the right way we can get whatever we've been looking for. See, I knew I wasn't crazy. Y'all know that too, huh? I knew I wasn't crazy. There's no going on in this, huh? I know I'm not crazy. It can't be this hard. There's in the law, right? I know I'm not crazy. How many times I got to read? Before I'm grateful for God to know me. Okay, you need to read the Proverbs every day. Because you got 31 days in a month. Read the Proverbs every day, read it for 1 month, and I promise, anything you do 21 days, it becomes a habit. No, right? And you know, no, you need to read the Psalms. No. What do you mean? Lord, Jesus. It's in the book, the girl, he said he met the girl in the book, she was like, I've been saying 7 years, anybody taught me how to say it. I don't know what to read. Lord, what do we read? Ah. Now, you need to go read the Ecclesiastes. You're deep, huh? Read this like a love story. If you read it like a love story, never be a dude. You ever read a something that you like before, like a leader book? Somebody had to beat you down, chapter 3, chapter 3 and 4 today. Look, you probably bought the book on your own. Huh? You bought the book because you wanted it, and you wanted to read, so you read it. Yeah, well, when we get to that Bible, we get different. These laws in my heart. Huh? This word in my heart, and I might not sin against you. Come on, now I'm talking to y'all. I'm talking to you. We get the Bible out of our head. We do this. So I'm trying to, you know, get right with the word, get me right with the law. So you're right with the Lord already. Huh? What did we say? You're right with him already. You see? You're right with him already. But word ain't going to get you right with him. You're right with him already. So now when I approach his word, we don't have no pretense. We ain't got no feelings. Me and the word ain't got no feelings towards each other. I'm just trying to talk to you because I love you. We ain't got no, I'm coming to you because I know you're about to look at the word. I know you're about to tell me something. There's a word about to tell me something. Well, I'm coming. I don't know what I like it. Because you're a poor person. Look at the word. Don't worry about to give me the devil. Look at the word. Let me go read and see what he's going to tell me today. Man, it may not be that drastic. But we just approach it because we approach it a certain way, man. Like, I don't want you approaching me. Those are the people. This is totally not love what I'm about to say. But you ever see them people, oh, you see them coming and you try to go another way? But you come downstairs and you know, it might be mean, or it might talk a long time, or they might be picking at you all the time, or always pointing out something wrong with you when they see you. You know, please don't. I don't know nobody like that. But the little people, it's almost like that. You don't see the word like that. The word sitting on the mantle, and you're like, oh, Lord. Worry about it. No, I don't want you doing that with me. Like when I walk up, I'm trying to make myself a pleasant individual. Because I don't want anybody to ever feel like you don't want to talk to me. No, we may not. I may not want to talk to me, man. We may not have to sit there and talk for 2 hours, but I don't ever want you to feel like I'm untalk-to-able. There ain't no word, but I know you want. I don't want you bothering me like I'm about to come and tell you your verdict. You ain't been praying, huh? They ain't been coming to you like that. But if you were filled with that right believing for this right living, the way you believe is the way you're going to live, the way you believe is the way you're going to approach it, and if you believe that it's just for correction and it's just to get you together, then now who are we not together all day long? Not nobody, nobody. Wants to get back, I don't know what I'm saying. Nobody wants to get corrected all day long. Nobody wants to test the pastor woman. Nobody. Right? So now you look at that word, and instead of seeing it as the love letter that it is, you start seeing it as the bug looking that it is, and now you can't get that out of it because you feel a certain way. Because you feel a certain way, that changed your thinking. Change the way what you learned about it, we got to change that. That's coming by the book. When you say, well, I'm going to get a bunch of steps and all that stuff in the book, we're going to go through some of the steps and do it, read like this. What, why, when, where, wherefore, all that. Y'all know y'all read some of that, huh? How, when, and all that good stuff. That's cool, but you got to do that out of love. You got to do that with the right intention. You got to do that because you want to know more. I don't want you to feel like you don't want when you feel you don't want to talk to me. So I make myself clear that I do certain things. When you see my smile, hey, and the word of God doing the same thing, but you got a misconception of somebody? Huh? You got the wrong thought about somebody because they walked in a certain way? Okay. I ain't telling the wrong thing to you now. I ain't telling the thing to you, but you just, we all do it. We so judgmental. I don't know who made us judge, boy. Ministers are judges. Ministers are judges. I've been trying to figure out something. Ministers are judges. We just be judging. I don't know who gave you the key to judge if somebody stuck up. Like, you know. You miss perception. And so you miss perception of somebody, or make you miss out on the good in somebody. Y'all see that? Your misconception of somebody. I got a perfect example. Y'all grew up getting ridiculed, teased, talked about, because of my daddy. People saying all kind of records. So I'd be in the barbershop, people ain't know who I was. They'd be saying all kind of records. So like I'm sitting there. Misconception. They don't even know. Ain't never even been down here to see. You heard what somebody else said about what somebody else said about what somebody else said, and then you made up your mind that that's what it is, and you're missing out on all this anointing. Because we got a misconception. Come, let us reason together. Just approach. Because we got a misconception. The perception becomes the world. How you see it becomes what you think about it. And so, I'm changing. We got to change. We got to break down, dismantle, and change the way we've been thinking about our study time. Right? I don't even want to call it study time no more. Because, you know, so when you go to study time, you got to figure with it. It's study time. And now this word is No. Word given right with God, you're already right. So now what it's doing, just showing me love. Ain't nothing left but love. Ain't nothing left but love. You're just gonna correct me. It's gonna correct you a little bit, but it's out of love. If I don't tell you the right way to go, I don't love you. If I don't tell you the right way to do it, what kind of love is this? If I said, yeah, you got children, anybody got children, you let your child do what they want to do when they're a baby. Like, oh, no way. So some of us need to stand up, turn around one time. I don't have to do it no 3-4 times. But you know, they keep saying, stand up and say, turn around 3 times, give somebody a high five. You know, you can't see their hand when you're finished, right? You know, one time, but stand up, one more time. No, look, do it slow. You change the way you're facing it. That's it, down. You change the way. I didn't do the book reading. You change the way that you're looking at it. The man said, I think this is what love does. Jesus laid hands on a blind man. He said, I see, but I see men walking the street. How does that feel in your study time? Does it feel like that? If you see some of that revelation, but it ain't hitting home as hard as it should? We'll be honest. It'll be like that sometimes. And Jesus laid hands on him again. And everything was wide open. And the one that said, Lord, I just talked to Lord. I'll read the scripture. You know, you take it to a face value and just don't ask no questions. Or you be like me and I'm asking. I'm like, Lord, what do you mean? Why did you do this? Jesus, did you put some extra anointing in their hand on the second time? What was it? Who didn't have enough faith? Was you to turn up a little bit? What was it? Why twice? I didn't get it. And so I'm just showing y'all the different levels of the people in the church. Different levels of people vision for me. I don't see God, but he's walking in the street, not no clarity. But they'll make it, because it's better than darkness. Huh? Can y'all imagine seeing men that they don't look like trees walking? When it's like see men walking at speed, they didn't even saw trees. He was looking, but it wasn't clear enough to make out nothing, so it looked like trees walking. When y'all walk in the room, it's like a big tree walking in the room. Right? Can y'all imagine that? No clarity. You're not blind. You're not in the dark. It's better than the dark, right? But there's another level. There's another level of clarity. I don't know if none of us, including myself, have ever approached like that. I don't even really thought about it like this. That I'm not reading this word. What's the thing? Think about all the stuff that we've been told why we read the word. Think about it for a minute. Some of them may be cool. Some of them may not be cool. Y'all know all the colloquial, all the phrases that we got in our mind of what you do. You know, you read the word, it's stored, you store the capacity for the anointing, huh? Hoping you go up to the word. You talk about all the stuff, right? You're just trying to show us love. feel easy, don't it? Huh? Your studying ain't gonna never be the same. You're studying through grace now. I'm already made righteous. I'm already the righteousness of God. So now I'm not reading this to get righteous because there's nothing that I can do. Are y'all with me? There's nothing that I can do to make myself righteous but connect to Jesus Christ. We've done that already, all right? So now I am the righteousness of God. So now when I read these scriptures, I'm not trying to get good. I am good, but it's just showing me love. It's showing me what it is. It's showing me more of what God looks like. It's showing me more of how to look like Him. That's it. Now I understand why you say my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now I understand, because I didn't think it was easy. You didn't either. I think it's stressful for 4 hours a day. Before I get to that, any of y'all preaching? Anybody preach before? How long you stressful before you had to preach? You had to preach on Sunday, Saturday night, and fall for women. Don't call me, falling off. Don't call me Saturday. Gotta get this word. I'm gonna be anointed tomorrow morning. How many of y'all have studied for a long time because you wanted to get anointed and you got up there and you didn't have nothing? You got your milk. Oh, you got no difference? You're good. Spend all day long. I preach tomorrow. You preach church, spend all day long. And you got up there and say, why never? Take my business to water, right? Because you feel like you're part of it. Because it's just a problem at all. We will receive the gift of love already. We receive the gift of grace already. We receive the anointing. It's on the inside. We have already received. The book just shows us the maneuver in it. Huh? You know people talking about the Bible like a manual. You ever heard somebody say that before? Basically, it's just before leaving it. Y'all know the stuff that he's saying, right? The Bible is showing me how to, it's just showing me how to maneuver in what I already got. It's showing me how to act when I'm close to God. You know, that's what I'm saying about this. It's showing me how to, I'm already close to God, but it's showing me how to act. You know, somebody got to teach you. I know how to learn how to, what spoon was for whatever, and what fork was for whatever. You know what I'm saying? You learn first etiquette. Right? It shows you how to act. They used to do the deputy type ball here. And put girls in the deputy type ball, so it showed them how to walk in. It showed them how to do the little dance. It showed them how to bow. And it showed different little specific stuff to show how to act in a certain arena. It's a certain way you drive your car, huh? You got a manual for it, too. I'm sure you probably know how to drive before you raise the manual. But it's a certain way, certain things. And it just shows you how to make what you got already work. It shows you how to maneuver with it. Huh? So we're not. You already in the car. Huh? You already in the car. You ain't got to get in. You are already in the car. These words are showing you how to make them buttons work. Because, see, you're going to be in the car culture whether you put it in drive or not, but you're in the car. Because, getting born again, I'm equipment for being in the car. Getting born again, when I became born again, I got in the car. So I'm in the vehicle now. I'm inside the vehicle. But there's a lot of people that's inside the vehicle. And they're going to be in heaven when you get there, but they're not going to make no progress here on this earth because nobody showed them how to pull it in drive. Then they pull it on the ship, and nobody told them to hit the brakes first, so they wonder why they can't get out. Who are you? Then you just put it, you try to hit the brake, put it in drive, and you roll it, but ain't nobody told you 10 and 2 o'clock. So now you got God, you hit the brake, put it in drive, now you got 22, but you're hot. And then nobody told you how to turn the air conditioner on. It's the same how to live the good life that's already provided for you. How? It's just showing you how to operate in what you already got. Now my step, boy, my step, boy, y'all ready to go study now, huh? Ooh, boy. Ooh, for now, the reason going to be out of the right? Because I'm going different. I'm not going for the struggle, because I'm not going to go struggle. I'm reading the word. I'm going to struggle and get the word together. No, you're not doing it no more. I'm reading out of love. Joe, because he's a burden in his life. The flow. So, because I'm approaching it like that, it's going to yield more to you. The word of God is going to yield more to you. You're going to hear the Holy Ghost clearer. And it's going to yield more to you because you're approaching Him in Him. You're approaching God in Him. Huh? And you're approaching love, you're approaching Him in Him. So open up. Open up. Y'all stop it. Y'all stop. I'm going to say when we're done. Y'all stop approaching that word for all that duty. Now your mind is going to tell you tomorrow, I don't know about all that. Y'all know how long you been in church? How long you been in? How many years, right? I'm going to read this word because I'm going to be right today. You ain't made this up by name. You can't do it nowhere. Look at everything you tried to do. That's how that turned out for you. There's a way we're seeing it right to the man. Y'all know how that finished, though, right? But the end of it is this. You know, ain't nothing you gonna do. Ain't nothing you gonna do. Stop. You ready? When you're going too hard, when you go to read the word, receive the word. Come on. When you go, next time that you go, anytime, you get to your house tonight, right? You say, I'm going to read a couple of scriptures that you might be doing on ritual. You read a couple of scriptures before you go to bed. That's cool. Keep doing your reading before you go to bed. That's fine. But when you're supposed to read, read to receive, not read to try to go, try to get close to God before you go to sleep. Lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. No. I'm reading it to receive. I'm not going there trying to get that book, get my jewel out of there. Just reading to receive. That word is dripping with love. And it's constantly pouring out. And all we got to do is when we approach it, put your hands out. You just got to do what? It's that easy. Watch the study time. Watch the study time. It's going to change. It's going to go through the roof. And it's going to be fun. You're going to enjoy it now. You're going to really enjoy it before. Don't you, by the way, you say you enjoy it, but you never say you don't enjoy the Bible. Y'all know y'all was tired. You were tired, man. Let's receive that word.